State of Fear, Disc 9.
Beverly Hills, Saturday, October 9th, 11:12 a.m.
Peter, Peter,
Nicholas Drake said, shaking his hand warmly.
I am very pleased to see you. You've been away.
Yes.
But you haven't forgotten my request?
No, Nick.
Have a seat.
Evans sat down and Drake sat behind the desk.
Go ahead.
I traced the origin of that clause.
Yes?
Yes, you were right. George did get the idea from a lawyer.
I knew it. Who?
An outside attorney, not in our firm. Evans spoke carefully, saying just what Kenner had instructed him to say.
Who?
Unfortunately, Nick, there's documentation. Red-line drafts with George's handwritten comments.
Ah, shit, from when?
6 months ago.
6 months?
Apparently, George had been concerned for some time about things, the groups he supports.
He never told me.
Nor me, Evans said. He chose an outside attorney.
I want to see this correspondence, Drake said.
Evans shook his head. The attorney will never permit it.
George is dead.
Privilege continues after death. Swidler in Berlin v. United States.
This is bullshit, Peter, and you know it.
Evans shrugged. But this attorney plays by the book, and I have arguably overstepped proper bounds by saying as much as I have.
Drake drummed his fingers on the desktop. Peter, the Vanuatu lawsuit is desperately in need of that money.
I keep hearing, Evans said, that lawsuit may be dropped.
Nonsense.
Because the data sets don't show any rise in Pacific sea level.
I'd be careful about saying things like that, Drake said.
Where did you hear that? Because that has to be disinformation from industry, Peter. There is no question. Sea levels are rising around the world. It's been scientifically demonstrated time and again.
Why, just the other day I was looking at the satellite measurements of sea level, which are a relatively new way to make those measurements.
The satellites show a rise of several millimeters just in the last year.
Was that published data? Evans said.
I don't remember offhand, Drake said, giving him an odd look. It was in one of the briefing summaries I get.
Evans hadn't planned to ask questions like these. They had just somehow come out of his mouth, unbidden.
And he was uncomfortably aware that his tone was skeptical. No wonder Drake was giving him an odd look.
I don't mean anything, Evans said quickly.
It's just that I heard these rumors.
And you wanted to get to the bottom of it, Drake said, nodding.
As is only natural. I'm glad you brought this to my attention, Peter. I'll get on the horn with Henley and find out what's being disseminated. Of course, it's an endless battle. You know we have those Neanderthals at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and the Hoover Foundation and the Marshall Institute to deal with. Groups financed by right-wing radicals and brain-dead fundamentalists. But unfortunately, they have a tremendous amount of money at their disposal.
Yes, I understand, Evans said.
He turned to go. Do you need me for anything else?
I'll be frank, Drake said. I'm not happy.
Are we back to $50,000 a week?
Under the circumstances, I think we have no option.
Then we will have to manage, Drake said. The lawsuit's going fine, by the way. But I have to focus my energies on the conference.
Oh, right. When does that start?
Wednesday, Drake said. 4 days from now.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Of course, Evans said. He walked out of the office, leaving his cell phone on the side table across from the desk.